You might like to turn in your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy and chapter 31. Perhaps we can look to the Lord. Our Father and God, we've opened our word. Help us understand that we might have the immediate benefit, even in this hour. And our God, we're going to thank you very much. In Christ's name, amen. When Israel left Egypt, and they had been 430 years with all the gods of Egypt, pyramids and etc., and they went to the Red Sea, and God was going to introduce himself to them. But in order to get to God, God did a wonderful thing. They could have gone other routes across to get to Mount Sinai, but God chose, rightly so, the Red Sea. And at the Red Sea, God, in his marvelous way, power, opened the Red Sea, 4.5 miles or something, across the Red Sea. And that was an introduction. They were going to be introduced to God. And the God of Egypt, the gods of Egypt, were one thing. But whoever it is on the other side of the Red Sea, that God is something else. And so at Mount Sinai, they met God, and God helped them in every wonderful way and had a wonderful plan. God was going to be God to them. They were not going to try to be God. They were to just enjoy God and trust God. That's what they were to do. And God had a wonderful plan for them in the land of Palestine, in Jerusalem. And that wonderful plan included God, like we did in Joshua 1, God had given them the land from the Mediterranean all the way over to the Euphrates River. God had given them that land. All they had to do was take it. It wasn't a question of they earned it, they merited it. No. God gave it in God's will for God's glory, and they went, and they were to take the land. They didn't have to worry about would they be successful. They were successful, and they haven't even got there. They already have won the game. They already have played, and they're winners. All they had to do is show and outwork the winning arrangement God had made with them. That's all they had to do. That's all they had to do. And that's wonderful. And we went from that and shared. Here's us on this side of the cross. And God has introduced himself on Calvary's cross and by the gospel, the good news. And when we believed and received him as our Savior, a God introduced himself to us. How did he introduce himself? Not like the Red Sea. No, he introduced himself by presenting himself a crucified, risen Savior, able to save to the uttermost. And therefore, we received him when you got saved. You received him as your Savior. And God did a wonderful thing and saved us. Not he's going to save us. He saved us. Not that he's going to help us. We're already helped. It isn't we're going to have life, have it ultimately. You already have the life. You can't have any more life than you already have. God in Christ as we shared this morning, is going to be like the tree and the branch. God is going to be God. And as we shared in 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 and 7, and that the power, God in us, in Christ, that the power, the dynamite, the dynamo, the ability would be beyond measure in us, these vessels of dust. And God, in his magnificence, would be God in these vessels of dust. That's already done. Already done. It isn't going to happen. It has happened. So we need to exercise it, and we need to enjoy it, like we shared in Romans 8 and 37. God, we're more than conquerors. Beyond measure, we have the victory. We have the victory. We have it. All we have to do is exercise it. So, and we should try to share that together. You already have something. So it isn't, I'm going to get it or earn it or find it. No, we believe already has it. So what is next, God? What is the other thing that is needed? What do we need? We already have everything. And here it is, to be taken. And we didn't deserve it or anything. God already has given it to us. Period. So therefore, Deuteronomy and chapter 31. Deuteronomy is written, remember, before they crossed the Jordan. And in the process, chapter 31, here's Moses. And Moses is going to die. Remember, verse 2. He said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. And so Moses isn't going to go, but he tells them what has to be continued. What do they have to do in order to enjoy all that has been given and all that they have? Sliding down to verse 5. And the Lord shall give them up for the enemy before your face, that you may do unto them according to all the commandments which I command you. Commanded you. And only what? Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Why not? For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. God is with thee. He's able. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 7. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight, so everyone knows and everyone's listening, be strong, Joshua, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. So now, sliding over to verse 23. And Moses, Bob read verse 22, and Moses therefore wrote this song, the context, the same day, and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge. What is the thing, Joshua, that you were told to live up to? And said, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. Okay, now, so they're going to cross the Jordan. Now you'll know, as you would, Joshua chapter 1. And in Joshua chapter 1, and you pick up if we can, and we share together verse 2 and 3 and 4, every place that the sole of your foot shall land, I've already given it to you. So then, now what? Now what? Inconsistency? Now you need to do something. But don't be timid. Don't be discouraged. Don't look at the opponents, the obstacles, the opposition, the problems that could come in a thousand ways. Don't do that. Look to me, said Gorn. Look to me and trust me. That's why he introduced himself at the Red Sea in power. What do you do? 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 and 7. God, your inner heart, verse 7, in power, power beyond measure. Now, so what are we going to do? So Joshua, there shall not any man be able, verse 5, to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for the peace people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now, let me just catch this part of it for the moment. What do you need to do? You need to be strong. Everything's done. It's all over. You don't need to worry about a thing. You just need to go forward. But you're going to have to go forward. And that is not so easy. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I have to do it, I have to do it. But you're with us, God, right? You're with David. That's why you can, I will fear no evil. It is there. You're in the valley of deep darkness. The world system hates who you are in Christ. He hates the light in your heart. Christ, the light of the world. The world hates it. So therefore, you've got to be strong and of good courage. And you'll note it again, if I can, verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Over to verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid. So you keep saying it in three different ways, in three different kinds of context. So having said that and keeping that in mind, we share together strong, to be strong. And to be strong has to do with to tie things together, to twist, to take two things and tie them up tight, to take a package and tie it up and stretch it so it's tight around, and tie it together, twist it, stretch it, wrap yourself around God. Be strong. Where am I going to get the strength? God, that's the word we're going to look at. And be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be courageous. And so in the process, a word that is used, this word is word to be sharp. To be so, it stands out. Sharpness, clearness. It's used of deep red. Looking at red, R-E-D. A red, deep red. It stands out to you. You can't miss it. The deep red, it affects you. That's the word. Now, that same word, red, is now translated courage. The same word, red. To what? To let be of good courage. Be of good courage. To be rigorous, to deep, to be strong, to be invigorated, to be steadfast-minded, to be resolved in your heart, to have an intent, energy. Be strong and be of good courage. Go forward with intent, with energy, with zeal. Go forward. Hang on. We'll put it together. I got that. So now, and that's the word used, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9. Now, let's put that word, get it in focus, over if I can, in the book of Ruth. See it? As you know all these things. And in the book of Ruth, if I may. And in chapter 1, Ruth in chapter 1, may I get the background? And remember, there's Ruth and Naomi in that. And in the process, her husband dies, and therefore, here in the other one, go back, and then to go back. And verse, in other words, the husbands have died, and therefore, verse 15, and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods, the Moabite gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. In other words, there's no sense, said Ruth, no sense, Ruth, going with me. I'm a Jew, and you're Moabites. Go back home now. Your husbands are gone. Go back home to your gods and to your culture. Therefore, verse 16, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. I want your God. I want your life. I want to know your God. Verse 17, where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more so, or more also, if aught but death part thee and me. In other words, she's made one awesome commitment to Ruth. She's going to stick with Ruth, thick and thin, easy and hard, life and death. I'm going to stay with you, Ruth. I'm going to stay with you. Now say it a different way than God. He does. Verse 18. And when she saw, what did Ruth see? When Ruth saw that she was steadfastly minded, there's the word encouraged. She was steadfastly minded. She was encouraged. That's right. Ruth said, you are once, your mind is set. Your mind is set to do this. Now you got the idea of courage. Their mind was set to go for it. Now, and so therefore, verse 18, to go with her, and she left off speaking unto her. Now, to do that again, so you see, drive it home. Psalm 27, and in verse 14. And you'll see it in David's wonderful psalm, and catch the flavor of that psalm, 27, verse 1. And the Lord is my right, is my light, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, etc. Sliding over to now, having said that, picking it up in verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Sliding down. And verse, well, yeah. Well, I got to read verse 12. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Therefore, conclusion, wait thou on God. Intensive. It's a command. Word wait to bind together, to hold fast. Wait, bind together, hold fast. Just think of the word strength. You're tied together. You're hanging on. Endure. Hang in there. Hang in there. Hang on. Therefore, wait, command. Intensive. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Courage. Be of good courage. And the word courage there, no, reverse it. You don't have to make a big deal about it, but get it. It's the word strong, not the word. And Joshua 1, 6, 7, and 9, strong and of good courage. Here is the word strong, translated courage. And here is the word courage, sliding down. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of verse 17, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. He shall cause your heart to be full of courage. He will give you the courage. Be strong, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, strong, and he shall strengthen thine heart, and he'll give you the courage that you need. He'll give you the courage. And therefore, wait, same word, wait on the Lord, hold fast, bind together, hold on, wait on the Lord. I say, wait. And therefore, you're going to wait. You're looking to God. Hang in there. That's what you're doing. You're waiting on God, looking to God, hanging in there. That's the word strong. That's the word courage, to hang in there, to look together, to be steadfastly minded, to be resolute. Now, to be resolved. Now, chapter Psalm 27, verse 14, and in the process, if you would, consider Psalm 31 and Psalm 31 next door, and you'll see it again. Psalm 31 and verse 24. And again, if I can, and here's David again. David drives home the point, chapter 31, verse 24, Psalm 31, 24. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. You've got to be looking to God. God will give you the good courage to be strong. And he shall, here is the same thing again. He shall strengthen, other word courage, to cause you to act courageously. Cause you to act courageously, valiantly. That's what you're going to do. Your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord, hope to be the intent to look to God, to wait for God. You're going to hope to God, look to God, wait on God, and be of good courage. You're just going to hang in there. You're not going to be back off. You're not going to be daunted, to be hesitant, to be fearful, to be afraid, to be intimidated, you're not going to let that happen. You're going to be what? Hanging there. Said, you should believe like that. You don't have to trust God like that. God isn't going to do it. No. Be hanging there. God said it. God means what he says. And we're in his presence for him to do what he said. So I got to be strong and courageous. Courageous, daunted. I don't want to be daunted. I want to be undaunted. I don't want to hesitate. I don't want to be fearful. I don't want to be frightened. I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to be discouraged. I don't want to be. No, God, I don't want to be. I'm going to hang in there. Courageous. You roll up your sleeves because no one around you. The thing we tried to share this morning and that is not too often done and very rarely understood, to say the least. And if you aren't really saved, you aren't going to go very far with that. No. And if you're going to keep speaking like that, it's a kind of life I don't even have. I don't believe that there's that kind of life for me. And they get discouraged and quit. Because they said, that can't be. But it can be. If you understand God and you're trusting God, if you leave God out and don't understand the tree providing for the branch, then it is impossible. And all we can do is keep reading and stuff, but it ain't going to go anywhere. So we get discouraged. I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. So therefore, Isaiah, a familiar verse, Isaiah chapter 41, and if I may, 41, and picking up, please, you'll catch the flavor of it, chapter 41 of Isaiah, verse 8. And thou, Israel, 41:8, Isaiah, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Therefore, Israel, fear thou not. Why not? For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I'm with you. I am going to be your God. I am going to be God Almighty in your head and heart. I will strengthen. There's the word courage. Courage. Be vigorously minded. Steadfast. Strong. For I am thy God, I will strengthen, be courageous, strong, very, very strong, very courageous. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm going to be there all the time. I'm going to hold you, and I want you to be full of courage, and I want you to be full of courage. And by the way, I uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness, the right thing to do for the right reasons in the right way. I am going to work it out rightly, not wrongly. It's going to come out just like it's supposed to. I want you to trust me. And my right hand of my righteousness. Now, in order to let that lock on, sliding down as you do, in verse 11, 12, 13. For reason, I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying, unto thee, fear not, I will help thee, I will hold thy right hand, I uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And verse 13, I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I am going to hold your right hand. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to go together. We're going to walk together, as it were. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're going to walk together. I am God, that David, you said he's with us. That's right. And God told Israel that. Israel, all you have to do is understand I'm with you. And I hold your right hand. Why is that now? So, do you know when we crossed the street over the years and the little ones were there, little children, and sometime we hold the hand, I'm going to cross the street. They come down pretty fast in the street, so you got to pay attention. And in the process, what do? We didn't say, hold my hand. That's true. But I wouldn't trust their hand holding mine because it could slip off just like that. My hand holding yours, and I'm not going to let go. I'm not letting go. So when we cross the street, you're holding my hand, but I'm holding your hand. God said, I'm holding your hand as you go down the corridor. And so the little kid goes across the street comfortably. That's what you do. Wow. I remember many years ago when my eyes did what they did in God's wonderful maneuvering for whatever he wants to have happen in us. And in the process, when I remember I couldn't see up here, I couldn't see you in the process. And in the process, and Jeanette would hold my hand crossing the street, I think. She'd hold my hand. I couldn't go across because I couldn't. So she'd hold my hand and we crossed the street. And since I knew Jeanette was so strong, I knew that I was safe as could be. That's what I knew. Wow. Now, you see, God said, I hold your right hand. I'm holding it. So proceed. Be full of courage. Be full of courage. Go fast, like Ruth. I told you, I will strengthen you. Also, I'm going to hold your right hand. So now, having said that, get that part a little bit over to Psalm 37. And in Psalm 37, and you will note, in Psalm 37, in God's wonderful kindness, Psalm 37, 3:7, and verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For why not? For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You fall down and you stumble, but God still has the hand. You can't fall too far. You can't get too bad. God isn't letting go. Sliding, if I may. I have been young, verse 25. I'm young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed baking bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. God, you're going to do what you do. Verse 28, for the Lord loveth righteousness, loveth justice, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. So God, you're going to do what you're going to do, and you're going to help us. You're going to hold our right hand, and we're going down the corridor of time to help us understand as we get down, get out of bed, go to bed, and go to work and school and everything. Psalm 63. Psalm 6:3. And picking up again, David. No, David. Psalm 63. And if I may, verse 6. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in night watches. And the hard thing is the easy. I see light, I don't see light. I see the darkness, the darkness, the darkness. I see it, but I don't understand. Because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, and thy right hand upholdeth me. And I think of Ruth is so committed to Naomi, etc. That she's going to go. So now here's Ruth with her commitment to the God of Israel. So, verse 9. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. Wow. So God, you're going to go and help her in every way. My soul, verse 8, my soul falleth hard. Thy right hand upholds me. It holds me. Now God, that's all. David, believers in the Old Testament, thank you. Thank you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, where are we? Over to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John. As you would guess, chapter 10. Gospel of John and chapter 10. And pick up, if I may, picking up chapter 10. Picking up, please. Oh, sliding over to verse 25. 10 and 25. Now I'm going to do it a little differently. Chapter 10 Verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, most assuredly I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter, go through the door, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A wonderful, wonderful life that God has given to be exercised, and it isn't something you're going to get, it's something you have. So therefore, verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not, that the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, who I am, God in the flesh. Verse 26, but ye believe not, because you were not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. How do you know that you hear God? You're following like David, and you're following like Joshua and Caleb. They followed holy, holy, the word holy, with all their heart, with all their doing. They followed God holy. That's what God was looking for. Take another car at a time. Follow me. I have your right hand. If you follow me, stay with me as we get on the corridor. And chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, my righteousness. No one's going to take you out of that. It's the right thing I do with you and for you. Verse 29, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are the same hand, the same hand. No one's going to take you out, my little branch. No one's going to take you out of my hand. I have you. You already have it. Be strong and have good courage. Don't be backing off and backing away and say, well, no one understands and no one does that. Do it anyway, because I said so, said God. Do it anyway. Yeah, just do it. Be strong and have good courage. Is that what you want? Yeah, I have you. I hold you. It's going to go out all right. Don't worry about crossing the street. Don't worry about the enemy, David, even though you walk in the valley of deep darkness, because I'm with you, David. What's going to happen because I'm with you? Nothing's going to happen. Only thing that's going to happen to your life is what I want to happen in the way I want it, when I want it, if you're going to trust me. Now, do you remember when you were small? Small. Remember, you probably won't. And remember, I'm going to give you an illustration that will help you. Now, when we're small, us boys, we're going to be boys, and we have a cart, the old-fashioned cart. Remember, the cart has a handle and you pull it like this? That's a cart. And we have a cart, and we're at the top of the hill. That's where the top. And now that cart, you don't go down the hill in that cart. That's not made to go down a hill like this. Not that kind of thing and trying to steer it. No, no. But you know what? If you look up at us, we're all excited. We're going down a hill. We got the cart and we get a little push. We're going. We're undaunted. We're full of courage. You're sort of stupid, but you're full of courage. You get down. That's right. You're full of courage. Anyway. And you learn. Now we're older. We're older. That same attitude, courage. We should have learned something over the years. You should learn something. And you don't do more stupid things. and you're trying to walk in the right way for the right reasons to come out right. So you're going to trust God full of courage, the courage that you had going down the hill, and you did have it. There's no question you had it. You were encouraged, and you were invincible. But you weren't. But now that you are in Christ, be of good courage and practice it. Get yourself in the right place. Be strong and of good courage. That's the only way. I've given you everything. I've done everything. It's all done. But we have to be strong and of good courage and go for it. Or it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen in your life unless you go for it. Yeah. Got it? A little bit. Our Father and God, we thank you for your word. A little bit to understand and to learn. God, help us as we seek to try to grab the movement of your word, of your working, of your grace, even in here and now in our little lives. And our Father, we thank you for all of it. Even so, help us in every way. God, it's your strength, and you have to give us the courage. God, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God, let it be so. In Christ's name, for all that lies ahead, thank you very, 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 very much. In Christ's name, amen.